You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound. Get the freshest Cleveland Browns gear by visiting the team shop at First Energy Stadium or shop on the official Browns mobile app. Also, don't miss the new Dog Pound t-shirts with a limited run only at the team shop at First Energy Stadium. I'll tell you what, I'd urge you right now, hit up First Energy Stadium, get some Browns gear, get on the freeway, come down here, make some noise. It's the Browns and the Bengals in prime time tonight. And one man who has made the trek down here to Cincinnati, along with the Grizz and Eric Hurwitz and others, is the Kid. Kid, what's up, bro?
Not too much, just sitting looking out the beautiful city of Cincinnati, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Looking at a
rooftop deck right now.
We invaded last night Cincinnati, and tonight the Browns will invade the jungle looking to get a big win. We normally do this on Friday. It's called the Friday Forecast, but because the game's today, we will do it today on the Thursday Forecast. So, Emmett, take it away.
First up on the Friday Forecast, if you could only play two running backs tonight, which two should get the carries?
Crow and Crow. And I've seen enough of everybody else. Jimmy Crowell already for a full game, and let's see what happens.
I like that.
The Kid, I like where your head is at, bro. I'm going to surprise some people. I'm going to go with Terrence West and the Crow. I think Terrence West coming off what some people might think his best performance in the last 5 or 6 weeks, but also, too, can't not get me some Crow.
I like the Crow-Crow combination. The caw, 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 double-double dip. What would it look like if he got 25 carries in a game? I mean, what would it look like? I'm curious. I'd like to know. But I think what we'll end up seeing is ultimately Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell with a little bit of Ben Tate mixed in. I think that the Browns want to see Terrence West take on more as he did. And I think he earned an opportunity to play more after that huge block on Levante David. But I do have a feeling we're going to see the Crow tonight. And now I have this feeling every week. But this week I really have the feeling that we're going to see the Crow.
Next up on the Thursday Forecast, should Johnny Manziel be a part of tonight's game plan?
And here is going to be a shock to many loyal listeners. I'm going to say Johnny should not be a part of the game plan. As long as we're riding the Hoyer train, I don't want him looking over his shoulder. He didn't look good in preseason when he was looking over his shoulder. Let's go with it. Now, if you decide it's time to put in Johnny, put him in and let him run.
Should Johnny Manziel be a part of tonight's game plan? I would say, I've said it all week, I would say yes on a short week if they've had a set series of plays that he's practiced upon weeks. On a short week, we didn't see it last week against Tampa. Maybe if we need a jolt at the right down and distance at the right point in the game, I would be okay seeing a Johnny Manziel few plays, but not a series and not definitely starting for the Cleveland Browns.
I think if you have a Johnny Manziel trick play that you've been working on for a while, this is the right time to unleash it. I think you really should kind of let everything out today. Use all the tools at your disposal to try to come in here and get this win, because getting to 6-3 would just set this team up so well to have an opportunity to make the playoffs. And so I think you look at this game as the most important game of the season and you pull out all the stops. So if you've got a Johnny Manziel play, I think this is the week to go ahead, trot it out, and use it. The other thing I was thinking about is, and maybe in a red zone situation or in a short yardage situation, as this game goes on, if the Bengals start to look a little worn down at some point in the second half, maybe you put Johnny in there, give him a read option, or give him a bootleg where he has the run pass option and has an opportunity to take advantage of a D that might be half a step slow and put some pressure on him on the edge.
Number three on the Thursday Forecast, which Bengals receiver concerns you more tonight, A.J. Green or Mohamed Sanu?
Well, from a Browns perspective, I'd have to say Sanu. I mean, A.J. Green is one of the best receivers in the game, but we have Joe Hayden to at least offset him a little bit. Sanu really worries me from the standpoint of if he gets going, could be trouble.
I'm going to go with the Kid and say Mohamed Sanu. I think, again, after Buster Screen's mishaps last week against a very big physical wide receiver in Mike Evans, Mohamed Sanu, 6'2", 200 pounds, another runs great routes, and Andy Dalton's developed a great rapport with him with missing A.J. Green, so he may be a go-to in those situations and maybe A.J. Green only on those deep balls. So, again, that matchup, so I'm going to go Mohamed Sanu.
Same for me as well, because I really believe Joe Haden, A.J. Green, not quite at 100%. I think Joe Haden is going to be do well there. I mean, normally he worries you the most because he's A.J. Green, but the way Mohamed Sanu has come out and played this season and really emerged as a guy who's kind of like a co-number one receiver, you know, he's averaging 16.1 yards per catch. He's got four touchdowns, 628 yards on the season. He's already gone for a 76-yard touchdown, so he's shown the ability to hit the deep ball as well. He's been pretty darn impressive, and I think when you look at Buster and Joe right now, Joe is peaking. Joe is playing some of his best football. Buster is struggling a little bit, and that's why I think, you know, Mohamed Sanu is the guy that worries me a little bit right now.
And finally, on the Thursday forecast, what will be the Browns' record over the final eight games?
Well, as I'm down here and drinking the Kool-Aid, of course I'm going to be feeling positive. I'm going to say 5-3 again. They're going to go 10-6, and we're going to see our first playoff action in quite some time.
Wow. Okay. I think there's a very, very, very good shot they finish the last eight games at 5-3, but I'm going to go with 4-4. They split the next eight games.
I'm more along the lines of you, Matt Wilhelm, 4-4, splitting the next eight. Let's walk through it. We could do a little Mike and the Mad Dog here. Okay, so you've got at Cincinnati tonight. So let's all just go on record right now. It is a call your shot Thursday. Cincinnati, Browns tonight. Who gets the win, the kid?
I'm going to say Cincinnati.
Okay. What's the score?
What's the score? I'm going to say, unfortunately, 27-21.
27-21. Okay, Matt Wilhelm.
I'm going to go Browns win tonight 24-20.
And I was going to go 24-23 Browns on a last-second Billy Cundiff field goal to steal one here in Cincinnati. So that gives me one of my wins. At home for the Houston Texans.
Win.
I've got it a win as well.
I think that I'm going to say that one's going to be a win also. So that's two. At the Atlanta Falcons.
Win.
I've got it a win as well.
So do I. Okay. So now we're rocking and rolling. At the Buffalo Bills.
Win.
I've got them losing to the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills are also 5-3 right now, playing some good football. Kyle Orton and Watkins are playing well. I have them losing to the Bills at Buffalo.
Okay. I would do the same. Home for Indy, I think that'll be a tough one.
Good loss.
Loss.
Okay. And then home for Cincy. See, I think we're going to split ultimately with Cincy.
Yeah, that's what I think. Whoever wins today loses the next one. It's a difficult exercise to go game by game, as we saw before the Jacksonville game.
No, right, you got to do kind of in clumps. So just, let's do it this way. Four-game clumps at Cincinnati, home for Houston, at Atlanta, at Buffalo. I think that, you know, best-case scenario is 3-1 there, more likely probably 2-2.
Correct.
And then the final four, you got home Indy, home Cincy, at Carolina, at Baltimore. I think, again, that looks like 2-2 to me.
I agree.
So that's where we're at.
All right. 3 + 2 = 5. 5-3, Browns in the playoffs.
5-3, Browns in the playoffs. I do think that home Cincinnati game, and then I think week 17 will be very interesting to see the implications around that game. But we got to take it one at a time. It starts tonight in Cincinnati, and hopefully the Browns can go out there and get this victory. The kid, this is going to be your first game in a road stadium. Is that correct?
First time ever in an NFL stadium outside the fine city of Cleveland.
Wow. That's a big statement. That's a big statement.
Yeah,
and you chose this game to come.
I chose this game to come to, and we left a seat open at the dinner table last night because Mr. Matt Wilhelm was supposed to be on this trip, and for reasons unknown, some art show or something he's got to go to.
Art show.
I think it was Usher. What did you think of Usher last
night? Usher, baby. It's the second time I saw the Usher. He's a great performer. You don't realize, someone who's been around for a decade, how many great songs they had. We had a blast.
Did this earn you going to Usher as opposed to coming to Cincinnati on this road trip? Did this earn you a lot of points in your home?
No. You know what? I'm not a huge fan of driving 4 hours to watch a football game in the rain. So I'm actually comfortable watching from home tonight and enjoying time with my wife at a great concert last night.
Husband of the year, Matt Wilhelm.
There he is, H-O-T-Y, ladies and gentlemen. The kid, you always have a question in the forecast. You got anything that's burning on your mind right now?
The only thing I would say is with regard to the defenses, are we going to see Justin Gilbert Like, I think Justin Gilbert could actually win us this game. If he comes in, steps up, plays well, and can help offset Sanu and put Buster back in the slot maybe, is there a chance they would try that, or am I dreaming?
Absolutely. Absolutely there's a chance, especially he matches up well with Sanu size-wise. That's kind of their preference, I think, to get him on the outside and get Buster inside if he can do that. So he would be your X factor tonight. So I like that. And I think that certainly is possible. I know from talking to the coaches, they're much more pleased with his technique the last few weeks. I thought last week was a little bit rough for Justin, but overall they're very happy with the way that he's developed over the last 3 weeks, starting with that Jacksonville game. So I certainly think you could see something there. To me, it's just going to come down to, can you stop Jeremy Hill, and can we slow them down on first down so we can get them in some second and long and third and long situations? Because if we can, I believe with their right tackle out, Paul Kruger is going to have his way coming off of that left edge.
I completely agree. The ability to rush the passer and throw Andy Dalton off, I think that's our best way to guarantee that Mohamed Sanu and A.J. Green do not get off by disrupting Andy Dalton in that pocket, get him flustered. He becomes more inaccurate when he has to move around, and also, too, when he gets knocked on his butt.
And there it is. All right, the kid, what are your plans pregame?
Well, the Grizz and I are going to have a little bit of a bite to eat around the corner, and then, I don't know, the festivities will get started.
The festivities will be started. The Dog Pound traveling strong for this one. Always a pleasure to be with the kid, especially when he's here in Cincinnati with the team ready to go in there and get it done against the Bengals. When we come back, Matt and I will give our final thoughts. It's your last chance to call your shot. 216-578-0850. Let's go, Dog Pound. Get loud. Let's get some barks, and let's get rocking as the Browns get ready just a little bit under 6 hours away from kickoff in prime time, the Battle for Ohio.